I always love bumping into people who I've exchanged messages on Twitter, I've maybe bumped into them in town, or might have known them in the past. But Kate Tyler has come along to the International Food Festival, and Kate's someone who we've kind of passed as chips in the night, where I've taken over from her on a talk that she wasn't able to do. So we've never actually been in the same place at the same time. Thanks, Kate.
Until now.
Until now. So, just what brings you to the International Food Evening?
Well, I used to live in Stanton, so I've always quite enjoyed the Stanton Festival and the international food part of it, and I've still got a lot of good friends here, so it seemed, and it's such a beautiful sunny evening. So, all of those factors combined to make it the place to be in Nottingham tonight, I think.
I think that's good. So, were you a student here? When were you living over here? Or have you?
No, I was a student. I didn't go to university in Nottingham. I was, but I moved here. I moved to St Enton shortly after being at university, when I was 24 or something. And so, yeah, my first few years in Nottingham were here in St Enton.
Over this side of the
city. And I still own a house here as well, which I rent out, but. Yes.
So in terms of Nottingham, I mean, the thing that we've not really had a chance to talk about is the whole sort of social landscape at the moment in terms of social media, because you are Shake Social.
I am.
So straight on to audio, but I've not had a chance to have a chat to you about that. So just tell me a little bit about Shake Social.
Well, I set up Shake 3 years ago. And I suppose I've always been... I used to teach media, digital media, social media and things, and so it's something I've always been really interested in, and I felt like there was scope to shake things up a little bit, and I wanted to...
Shake Social.
Yeah, exactly, I wanted to...
Oh, that's great. So, did you bring a dish with you today, or did you just...
No, I'm ashamed to say I didn't.
But what food were you brought up with? I mean, like myself, you probably brought up very English...
Yeah, my mum is a really good gardener. So I was brought up on lots of homegrown veg and fruit, and we had an allotment when I was a kid and things. So we were, lots of homemade jams and breads and great, do you know what? Great food. It was lovely.
I don't think we particularly had a communal culture of food in the UK. I mean, I know... I remember Christmases, I think, rather than other meat. When I went to visit grandparents or you go somewhere, I don't really remember the food we had, but I do often recall family celebrations.
Yeah. I think I always had envy of the people who were allowed chocolate biscuits and bought cakes and things like that.
I think it's been a... It's been a great evening. Thank you for coming along, and
thank you for
coming to say hi. And we'll have a coffee sometime off
that'd be nice.
Audio booth.
That'd be nice.
Cheers, Kate.
Thank you.